Hello, booers. Today I want to talk about Eurovision. Now, we all love a bit of Eurovision, don't we? It's that kind of thing that we get into every year that we all say, once it's finished and some country in Europe has won it that isn't us, we always say, I'm not watching that again next year. But sure enough, 365 days later, we end up watching it. But this year, we have elected, or the BBC has elected anyway, to go with Engelbert Humperdinck as our entry. Which, when I first read that news, I did a blog about. And that blog is still up at soyagb.wordpress.com if you want to go read it. In which I basically said, well, we're not going to stand any hope in hell of winning this thing. And since then, I have had an epiphany. I have realised why the BBC has chosen Engelbert Humperdinck for our entry. And it's this. It's because when a country wins Eurovision, the next year, they have to host it. But in the current economic climate, the BBC doesn't really have the money to go hosting the Eurovision Song Contest. So they have chosen an act which, on the face of it, looks, well, he might do, but really, he doesn't stand a hope in hell of a chance of winning. Just so that they can avoid having to host it next year. Of course, this could really backfire on them, in which we have to host it next year if we win it. But that's my opinion on it. Of course, it may not be the case. That is just my own opinion on it. Completely my view, but that's what I think has happened. They've elected someone that won't win simply because they don't want to host it. And also, there's so much things happening in the UK this year, what with the Olympics, the Paralympics, and all of that malarkey. It's the country is getting a little bit, whoa, lots of events we've got to host. This is a bit mad now. And I think that's why the BBC have made sure that next year we won't have Eurovision. Also, it does cost a load. It costs a load for a country to actually host Eurovision. I mean, Ireland have hosted it, was it 7 times Ireland has hosted it in its history? And, wow, look at the state of Ireland. Enough said, I think. There we go. If there's any Irish people out there, don't take that personally. It's just, you know, your economy's not doing too great. But there we go. That's me for today. I'll see you soon, I hope, when I find something else to talk about. That's my policy. If I feel I have something to talk about, I will talk about it. Go look at my blog where this post will be, because of the unique way that I have things working. And you can also read the blog post that I did, which was entitled Eurovision Humpersunk, which I thought was quite good, if I'm honest. Also, follow me on Twitter @SawyerGB or find me on Facebook, SawyerGB, on there as well. Thank you very much indeed.